This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we go with another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hinnon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Questions or comments, welcome at 701-367. Well, I'm giving you the text first. I guess we can do that. Sometimes that's the easiest way.
Let's say, sir, Scott, just do what I do. If you get a call on your cell, just hold it up to you. Put it on speaker, hold it up to the mic. I've done that when you've called me before, so.
Yeah, but that, yeah.
It's clunky, but it works.
701-367-2054 is my text hotline. Todd's is 701-226-8503. I have a few of them here, and Todd has got a bunch, too, about a lot of activity related to highway patrol vehicles and others. With one text, six highway patrols headed south, lights on. And another five highway patrols from Bismarck flying. Another said something similar. We did a little checking during the break, and we found out what's going on. Here's another. Something happening at the protest site. Just saw three troopers with the lights on racing east on I-94. And I did speak with Tom Iverson and all other law enforcement sources, and I was told Tom Iverson with the North Dakota Highway Patrol that there is activity at the camp. The governor referred to that in our conversation with him last hour as well. And they are monitoring the situation and keeping an eye on it. I have one report that it looks like they are taking encampment, you know, things from the, you know, the one that's in the encampment now, taking particular campsites and moving them to the other side, the east side of 1806, which is property owned by Energy Transfer Partners. So now you're going from, you know, core land to private property, Energy Transfer Partners. That looks to me like you're trying to provoke a fight with the Energy Transfer Partners, saying, well, fine, we'll go around this land then. It's just more of the same. I'm not seeing a lot of cooperation. I have to tell you, I'm really not. And one texter said today, I want to remain anonymous. However, this camp isn't leaving. I understand relocating because of the flood concern, but they're simply moving closer to the District of Cannonball. Don't let your guard down. I don't think anybody's letting their guard down. I can say that. I don't think anybody's letting their guard down. It's easy to get a little weary after 175 days of this, but I do think the exact opposite. Nobody's letting their guard down. Call me a hopeless optimist. My theory is that the core group of bad actors, rioters, eco-terrorists, the folks that have just been from the beginning all about confrontation with law enforcement so they have a YouTube moment, okay, so they can use it to fundraise on GoFundMe, that don't have any interest in anything other than a flat-out conflict, that group is going to be far less successful this time. They're still here. They still want to do this. And they have, you know, they have local allies as well. Chase Iron Eyes is one of them. He's on Facebook saying, we're at war. Let's go. Let's go. I mean, they're inflaming all this. But here's the difference this time. There's not this massive group of, some would say well-intentioned, others would say, you know, malign, but nonetheless, a group that was just a mob that wasn't really here other than to follow the leader. And they would mask those underneath. You follow what I'm saying? And I don't think that big group is going to come this go around. They've checked the box. They got the T-shirt. They were here. You know, it's move on time. They're not going to, you know, disrupt their lives and come back and do it all over again. And therefore, it's much easier to focus in on the bad actors. And I think they'll quickly be dealt with and dealt with the benefit of knowing how they operated last time, how they're going to operate this time. This is just informed opinion based on a whole bunch of different people. I'm just telling you what my gut feeling is. And I believe once construction starts again, number one, they're counting on court action. They have, a statement that I'll read in a moment when Congressman Kramer joins us. They have relied on the courts to save them. President Obama and the courts to save them. The process was followed. They didn't like the outcome of the process, and so they called on politics, and it worked for them under President Obama. It honestly worked for them. And when they'd go to the courts, it was money. They actually lost more in the courts than they won, but the administration helped them maneuver around that, right? So now they're trying to say, well, this EIS started, so therefore you can't undo that, and that's wrong. You can't do. Well, wait a minute. If you game the system to ignore all the process that had been done properly, and then when the environmental review is called on, you ignored it, then to suggest that somehow, wait a minute, you can't stop an EIS. That's not the process. Well, wait a minute. You've never cared about the process. Do you know what I mean? I don't think that works as well. So the company restarts, and this, my theory is once the company restarts construction here, whenever it happens in a matter of days, it'll be a lot tougher for some of these really bad actors and these eco-terrorists and these community organizers to gin this thing up again. I think they're going to be more exposed because they'll be smaller numbers, they'll be more easily contained, and they'll be dealt with more forcefully than they were last go-around. Just my take. I don't know whether that happens that way or not, but appreciate all the commentary on it. Congressman Kevin Kramer is here now on the Talk Radio Town Hall, and your questions, your comments are welcome for him at 800-228-0550. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm well, thanks. Scott, how are you?
I'm doing good. Looking forward to chatting today about a whole host of things. One little surprise for you.
Yeah.
Next segment, a fellow that is a friend of mine by the name of Lars Larson is going to call in.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, and Lars is a good cut talk show host up in the Pacific Northwest. He does some national TV, too. He was selected to have one of the spots in the White House to ask a question in the briefing today. So I thought we ought to give him a few suggestions. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Have a little,
sure.
And I figured you'd have a few. So anyway, he's going to join us talk about that. In the meantime, anything else, folks, you want to talk about? And if you have a suggested question, what would you ask Donald Trump today if you were in the White House briefing? Call us at 800-228-0550 or text Congressman Kramer. Text us and we'll get it right to Congressman Kramer at 701-367-2054. What did you make of the response from the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe to the latest news on the Dakota Access Pipeline federal easement?
Well, I have to admit I've been pretty busy since last night. I haven't been reading a lot of responses. I guess I saw some news come out about their response. One of the things I will say that I'm heartened by and have been for some time is that they're focusing on legal challenges and things like that, which are the appropriate challenge if you disagree. And I don't have any problem with somebody, with any entity that opposes something or supports something, using every legal tool at their disposal. Sometimes I think we provide too many legal tools for the good of the country, but exhausting every appeal and whatnot, I don't have any problem with that. My bigger problem comes when people try to, when they go outside of the legal bounds, obviously that's a bigger concern.
To the legal side of this, they're essentially saying, they say we're not surprised to see statements prematurely championing Trump's directives to grant an easement for illegal construction. Illegal construction. The acting assistant secretary of the Army had directed the Army Corps to proceed with a final easement to complete the proposed route. It's not a formal issuance of the easement. The Army Corps lacks statutory authority to simply stop the EIS and issue the easement. Is that true or false?
No, that's clearly false. I mean, they argued as much in court themselves, but that is the government itself, the Obama administration's Department of Justice itself, argued against that legal argument. So, again, they're certainly entitled to that view. I think certainly entitled to test that view, both in the public arena and in the legal arena. The problem is going to be, in the long run, is that they're going to find that this is a legally permitted pipeline and that the EIS, by the way, let's not forget, this switch from an EEA to an EIS occurred on December 4th. I think it was December 4th. That's been almost 2 months. So the further review of things has taken place over the course of the last 2 months. So much of what they're arguing against has probably already been happening. And so while it seems like it's taken way too long to some of us, at the same time, it's lightning speed by comparison to a lot of things that happen in our regulatory system around here. So anyway, no, I appreciate their argument, but I just think it's false. I think it's built on a false premise.
All right, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll chat with Lars Larson, and we'll give him a couple of ideas, I think, maybe on this topic or a few others, but I'm just kind of curious what Congressman Kramer thinks is front and center and would be a good question for the Trump folks. But we'll cook up a couple of ideas. Welcome yours. Text me, 701-367-2054. Text Todd, 701-226-8503, or give us a call, 800-228-0550 for Congressman Kevin Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall today.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDrive Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4 for $4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
A Talk Radio Town Hall continues our weekly chat with Congressman Kevin Kramer. He could have been the Secretary of Energy under Donald Trump, but he wisely said, that just limits me too much. I have way too much to do here in the House of Representatives with a great deal of influence with leadership or, who knows, maybe be a U.S. Senator. So this is, you got to feel like you're drinking from a fire hose right now of just things going on. It's incredible, isn't it?
It is incredible. The pace of things is really quite remarkable. And What's interesting is every day, at least one North Dakota entity talks to me about some action that, you know, that needs to be undone, you know, within days. And whether it's the fiduciary rule or the overtime rule or the, you know, clean power plan or what, you know, there's so many things. And what's fun about it, Scott, and it is challenging. It's longer days than we even had before. And I thought we had long days before. Well, certainly much longer weeks than we had before. But what's fun about it is I can call the chief of staff at the, you know, one of the deputies at the White House and talk to them, and things happen. So it's virtually rewarding.
Lars Larson is a good friend of mine, someone I know you know as well, Congressman Kramer, and I've watched his good work as a radio talk show host. And serves listeners on stations all throughout the Pacific Northwest, but also been nationally syndicated, does a lot of national television shows. He has the historic distinction of being one of the first to ask a question in the White House briefing today outside of Washington, D.C., but via Skype as part of the program today, a new initiative of the Trump White House, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah.
He joins us to talk a little bit about it. Lars, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Scott. In fact, I was going to wear my Bakken Forward tie that I just got from my friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Association, but I left it at home, so I'll wear my good Republican red tie when I ask a question today at the briefing, because I love the Bakken. My sons work there. My granddaughter was born in the Bakken. We're very proud of what North Dakota has done for the whole country.
So it's only appropriate that today you'd ask a question probably about the Bakken? Or what
yeah, it'll be about public lands, which I think will be a big concern for people in the Dakotas, both.
Yeah, well, there we go, Congressman Kramer. There's a good tie-in there, given what we've lived the last 175 days here with the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, right?
Well, interesting. I did an interview a little bit ago with Platts, and one of the questions that he asked me, and a lot of it's surrounded energy policy, of course, but I said, he's asking me about, you know, what's next. And I said, one of the things is, that's next for the president is he should do less, not more. And one of the things that I know Donald Trump attracted him to this topic was when I told him how much wealth the taxpayers of this country own on public lands, both on top of and underneath. In Lars' area, the timber industry could actually be restored. Can you imagine such a thing as prominent once?
Well, I'll tell you what, can I throw into that, Scott? I want people to think about the fact that this is a great big country and we build things. And I expect in the next 8 years under Trump, the country is going to expand dramatically. We're going to build a lot of things. And we build a lot of things with lumber. Do you know, as shocking as it was back in the days when we were 57% dependent on foreign sources of oil, America imports 40% of its dimensional lumber from our friends in Canada. Now, nothing against Canada, but why is a country full of trees importing lumber? It'd be like importing oil to North Dakota.
Because the spotted owl is so important. Didn't you hear about that?
Oh, my God. Yeah, the spotted owl. Now, some federal judge the other day, Ann Aiken, found a spotted frog. And that's going to get in the way of grazing rights. I mean, this stuff has got to stop. Do you know, Scott, the federal government owns 28% of all the real estate in America. That's before you count the state ownership, the county ownership, the city ownership. The founders of this country never envisioned that the government would be the biggest landlord in America.
And I want to bring every member of Congress and the executive branch to see places like right around Lake Sakakawea, where we're responsibly drilling for oil and gas right there, Kevin. And I think of the idea that if the federal resources of energy that are utilized and developed responsibly were actually used, how much less of a federal debt we'd have. I mean, man, we could improve the future of our kids and grandkids, would we not?
Can I throw you a really radical idea? Before Clinton left, he locked up an area called the Green River Formation, which you guys may know it. I think it covers parts of 7 states. It has an estimated $60 trillion worth of recoverable oil under it. And by locking it up as monument, you couldn't drill for it, even though, you know, the folks in the drilling business can tell you they can make those drill pads almost invisible. I mean, you drive by, you know, half a mile away and not even see them, and we can clean things up, and we operate to a very higher environmental standard. I say we. I'm not in the oil business, but listen, I use it every day. But if we were to recover that $60 trillion, it's on federal lands. The federal government right now, if they lease federal lands, when somebody finds oil, the federal government gets 15% as a royalty. Now, Scott, let me do the math for you. 15% of $60 trillion is pretty close to $10 trillion. That would, if they said, we're going to allow drilling there on the Green River Formation in these seven states, and we're going to take the 15% and dedicate 100% of it to repayment of federal debt, in 20 years, we could pay off half the debt, as long as we insist the government we've got in place doesn't run up more debt. There's one way to knock that debt back down to what it was when Obama took office.
So any chance that happens?
Let me suggest, I think there is. Therein lies, and that's just one formation Lars was talking about. Multiply that, and you've got enough money to erase the debt, and probably as importantly, build this infrastructure that everybody's concerned about how we're going to pay for, without raising taxes on citizens or at the gas pump or anywhere else. It's endless opportunity. My concern is that disciplining Congress from spending the $10 trillion on something other than the debt.
That's fantastic, and I agree with that. And let's stop buying lumber from Canada, or only buy from them when it's feasible, and let's start logging our federal forests. Scott, the bill just last year for fighting fires in the federal forest was $3.6 billion, and largely because the federal government is the worst steward of the land. If you look at the private companies that manage American timber that they own, they don't let it catch on fire and burn to the ground. But the federal government has so many fires that last year's firefighting bill was $3.6 billion. That doesn't count the value of all those trees that went up in smoke, and by the way, for the greenies, put carbon in the air, instead of being harvested, replanted, and managed sensibly the way private companies do every day.
Well, you crush it. Go get them. We're looking forward to you doing it. That'll be a great question, and looking forward to isn't it refreshing to have it happen? Larson and I spent some time, giggling like school kids in the Bush White House. What are a couple of talk shows doing in the Oval Office, right?
It is such a pleasure to get in there, and especially as an outside the Beltway guy.
Yeah, it really is. Well, I'm glad you're there, and go do us proud today. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Scott.
That's what I mean, Congressman Cramer, when I talk about just drinking from a fire hose, because, I mean, even for us in the media, now you're getting in there and affecting change, and like you say, besides having a good idea and a concept, it has a fighting chance of getting done, right?
That's exactly right, and what we're finding out, and what the left is finding out, is that there's a consequence that executive orders, when the next president is just as willing to undo them as the previous president was to doing them, so a lot of this stuff can be done without congressional approval, and that's why it's happening so fast, and that's why we're hearing heads explode and in the left, and why we see Chuck Schumer crying in news conferences. It's a new day.
All right, short break. Come back with more AC and Mandan, Jamie and Bismarck, Fred Wynn, Tim and Edgley. That's my list of folks to go to. Here are some texts as well. When we come back, don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Winter months have the most crashes and pose unique safety risks and hazards for drivers. This week's Safety Minute features Kelly Leben, a major with the Burley County Sheriff's Department, giving tips to keep you safe this winter season.
It's surprising how many cars you'll see during a period of blowing snow or fog, just any type of limited visibility where they're driving without headlights. And so I think that's probably the two things people can do to protect themselves. Slow down and make yourself more visible to the other drivers on the roadway. Be careful. Slow down. If you don't have to drive during adverse weather, stay home. Nobody's life is worth getting someplace. So just monitor what's going on with the weather and follow that speed limit.
For more winter driving safety tips, go to www.ndsc.org/home and community. That's ndsc.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
PetroServe USA helps America fuel better. North Dakota's cornfields, farm fields, matched up with North Dakota's oil fields, give you choice at the pump, and some really good deals when you head in the doors of PetroServe USA under the red, white, and blue. Tell them Scott sent you. Enjoy that 4-for-4 special. The hot stuff personal pan pizza, the breakfast pizzas are really good, but any single topping, hot stuff personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, all 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right, let's get to some calls here for Congressman Kramer. I know you've been waiting, and I want to get to it. AC and Mandan, go ahead, you're up.
Okay, I was wondering if the United Tribes Technical Center set up for Native Americans. I was wondering why that is not located on that reservation.
You know, I don't know the history as to the location of the United Tribes Technical College, except to say that, it is owned by and overseen by all of the tribes in North Dakota. And so in many respects, Bismarck provides a more neutral location. That would be one thought that I would have is that it's not specific to one tribe or one reservation. And actually, the location in Bismarck really quite, I think, beneficial to students. It's between the two other colleges, the University of Mary and Bismarck State College. They enjoy sort of a partnership with those other two schools and cultural issues as well as academic, cooperation on various things. And it's a very important part of the community of Bismarck. And I think the community of Bismarck benefits tremendously from having it there. So. I don't know what all the reasoning was, but it seems to me it's a pretty darn good location for them.
Thanks. Anything else, AC?
Oh, that's it.
All right, appreciate the call. Thank you, Jamie Bismarck. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, morning, Scott. Morning, Congressman Kramer.
Hi, Jamie.
At the NRA banquet next weekend.
Yeah.
usually a pretty good participant in that, but I got a comment and question here for you.
Yeah.
Most of these leftists, they always complain the Constitution and Bill of Rights is outdated and doesn't pertain to anything. And, it's a 230-year-old plus piece of toilet paper pretty much. But then they get something like this immigration thing. And Trump does what's within his power to do a temporary ban. And now they're all out there screaming about the Constitution like all of a sudden it matters to them. And same with this judge. That the Supreme Court Judge Trump just appointed, they should be all in favor of him then, right? Because he's a strict constitutionalist and all of the newfound love for the Constitution. Yeah. They should be all on board with him.
Yeah. Well, they always say, Jamie, that nobody likes an activist judge unless they act on your behalf. But the reality is the hypocrisy of what's become obvious is great. A great point to highlight today for all the reasons you highlighted. And probably none better than this it has been the travel ban or the extreme vetting rule, which is well within the constitutional rights of the president. And many people who oppose the ban, many lawyers and scholars will tell you it is well within his rights constitutionally to issue it. I mean, protecting the United States is the highest priority of the president of the United States. And you might disagree with certain things, but you can't argue that that's his highest priority and he has a constitutional right. And I think part of it is people conflate different laws and different parts of the Constitution and confuse themselves, if not intentionally, accidentally, by misapplication of things. For example, like visas versus, or green cards versus, allowing people in. They relate to one another, but they're not the same thing. And they also grossly exaggerated the inconvenience, the green card inconvenience issue, to say the least. But what Donald Trump did with the extreme vetting rule is more than common sense. I mean, it's the most logical thing to do given the threats that we face from radical Islamic terror and what we've seen in other parts of the world as well as in the United States. And now people are saying, well, we haven't had that many, or by comparison to history, there aren't that many attacks, as though we somehow have to wait for another 9/11 before we're supposed to try to keep America safe. And I love Donald Trump's proactive approach to security.
And, Jamie, when is that NRA banquet?
February 11th here in Bismarck at the Eagles Club.
February 11th?
Yep, it is on my calendar.
Yep, 5:30. Well, good. Good.
How about that?
If you're in town, show up. I'll buy you a ticket.
No, I'm going to mark it on my calendar. I got to talk to the missus. I can't remember what's going on that day, but we'll check it out, okay?
Right on.
All right.
Talking to you guys.
Appreciate the call.
Thanks,
Jamie. Thank you. So what's going on with this refugee ban deal? I'm really torn because part of me says this is just in their DNA and this is, this is identity politics. And that press conference this week was a prime example. Get up there. Tell them you're Muslim. I mean, hey, do we have any real people here? I mean, it was the most embarrassing political stagecraft, really, uncharacteristically poorly organized because they're usually a little more stealth about it. So is it that? Is it just typical identity politics and they see this as an opening and they're going to fill that vacuum? Or is it genuine concern that this somehow is a dumb move by Trump and that somehow we're having irreparable harm being done by a 120-day ban here?
Well, you're being generous by even suggesting there's a motive other than pure identity politics, Scott. Here's what's really ironic for people. When we passed the SAFE Act, which was the extreme vetting bill dealing with the refugee program in the House of Representatives last year, it received 289 votes. Now, in case people, just to help with the math, that's 47 Democratic votes to get to 289. That is a veto-proof majority in the House of Representatives. It failed in the Senate because Senate Democrats wouldn't give it a it required the busting the filibuster, and we could only get, I think it was 54 or 55 votes in the Senate. And so, of course, Senate Democrats were able to kill it. This rule basically is the SAFE Act. The SAFE Act, which got 289 House votes that Nancy Pelosi is a minority leader of. And so now all of a sudden it's some, outrage, faint outrage. And they call it a Muslim ban when it's clearly not a Muslim ban. Anybody who reads the rules knows it's not a Muslim ban. They complain that religious minorities are afforded a higher priority for refugee status, as though that's somehow no longer a relevant criteria, when most of our refugee programs have highlighted persecuted religious minorities. The problem with the left is the religious minority that's being persecuted in these countries is Christian. So we're supposed to not have a religious test because it might benefit Christians, but we're supposed to allow people from war-torn nations and that harbor terrorists because they're not Christian. I mean, it's the most upside-down scenario that you can imagine given American history.
Yeah, very interesting. All right, and they're unconstitutional and illegal and all the other things that they throw at. It's just, it is pretty amazing. Todd, roll that clip that came in earlier in the week that had a question on it was a trucker, John, that was on the road, and he wanted to ask about a rule that we said we would put forward for Congressman Cramer next time he was on. You have that?
I wonder, as long as you're out in Washington, D.C., if you can talk to Kevin Cramer about the e-log situation that's going to become in effect on March 1st. It's going to change a lot of truck drivers.
Yeah, okay. He's talking about the e-log situation. And it was when we were out in Washington, we said we would ask you when we got back. So.
Yeah, and you know what? It's, I actually think we have a more specific answer it's not in front of me right now for this call. As I recall, I think you played it for me. I think we got the answer. Because I'm on the actual phone that has the answer for him, I can be able to look at it, but maybe during the break we could bring it up.
I don't remember if I sent that one to you or not. This one was about the e-log implementation for March 1 and whether there was any potential pause, because he said it's going to be a nightmare if this is in fact implemented. Yeah. Of course, it's not alone. There's so many other things that are in the hopper, but is this one at least on the radar?
Yeah, it is. It is because it is so egregious, because it affects more than anything small business, of course, and because the very large trucking industry and the organizations, sort of support this kind of compliance because it's easy for them to implement, and it's very detrimental to smaller companies. So, it is on the radar. We're trying to get as many of these types of rules, at least the implementation of them, delayed so that we can have adequate time to review them. But one of the challenges we have, Scott, is similar to the Dakota Access challenge, and that is that most of our political appointees have not been either filled or haven't been confirmed by the Senate. So we have are sort of the full-time career bureaucrats who both lean left and are risk averse in these agencies. And so getting things stopped has been more of a challenge than it ought to be. But we'll check into that one and see if we can get something done before the implementation date and get word out as quickly as possible.
And, John, we'll get you, a little more follow-up on that next Tuesday, too. So tune in. Kevin's joining us next week on Tuesday. Fred and Wing for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Congressman. I know there's all kinds of things to get done, but I got one more thing to add to your list. We've been putting up a long time now since the other three senators, Dorgan, Conrad, and Pomeroy, since they left, they passed a couple laws that said that there could be a patent on seed and that you couldn't seed it over again. Those two laws have really hurt us. We have a 3,000-acre farm out here right now.
Mm-hmm.
My son and I are real close to that.
Sure.
Farming 1,000 acres of canola, 1,000 acres of soybeans, 1,000 acres of corn. Before we even start up in the spring, it's going to cost us $150,000 just to buy the seed from Monsanto, because they got those patents on that stuff, and it's been going on since 2005. When 2005, it cost us $36,000. When those laws got passed, it went to $150,000 for a 3,000-acre farm. I think that's a little much. It's $50 an acre times 1,000 acres. That costs you $50,000 for each commodity.
Sure. And not too much.
There's regulations and laws that have to be changed.
Well, it's similar to the previous call. Once again, these kinds of regulations benefit large companies, large organizations, to the detriment of the smaller business people who have a harder time complying but are required to comply. The other irony of it, of course, Fred, is I think that if you compare the commodity price today that you're getting for your product to 2005, it's probably not much different, but the cost of doing it is considerably higher, and we don't see those input costs coming down along with the commodity price. And we understand that's part of the commodity business, but at the same time, it shouldn't be artificially propped up. So let me look into that one specifically. I'm not familiar with the patent law as it relates to seed, but let me look into it and see what you learn.
Fred, appreciate the call. Others waiting to weigh in, and you just hang tight. We'll get to as many views we can in our final segment here, and anybody we miss, we'll invite you to call our 24/7 line at 855-200-1776. Leave a message. We always forward those on to Congressman Cramer's office. More coming up after this. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. Soybean farmers plan to attend the annual North Dakota Soybean Expo Tuesday, February 7th at the Holiday Inn. Back again this year for Expo will be a live taping of the U.S. Farm Report. A panel of leading and in-demand market analysis will be joining us, and the session will be moderated by John Phipps. Speaker Pamela Ronald, Professor at UC Davis, will bring a uniquely balanced global perspective on the history of agriculture genetics, challenges facing agriculture today, and the promises, limitations, and sustainability of various technologies. And Chip Flory of Farm Journal Media will provide an update on what's driving prices and the key factors that will drive prices ahead of the growing season. Chip will discuss the risk management strategies farmers should consider. Be sure to join us on February 7th for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Pre-registration is encouraged. Log on to ndsoybean.org to find the pre-registration web link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over at pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables, and Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen customize any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on best playing, best build, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And if you'd like to keep us on the air, we'd love it if you take a little time to consider some of the products and services that our fine sponsors serve up, because that keeps us on the air. This is a business, after all. That's how we operate. Yes, the free market. Isn't it a wonderful, joyous, glorious thing? And one of our fine sponsors for a long, long time is our friends at MyPillow. And now, for a limited time, if you go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028, use the promo code Scott, you can get the Mike 4-Pack Special. Mike is our friend, the founder, the owner, the inventor.
The Mike 4-Pack Special is 40% off two MyPillow Premium Pillows and two Go Anywhere Pillows. Now, that's the deal. And these are Minnesota-made with a 60-night money-back guarantee, a 10-year warranty, and a pillow. Todd, Kevin, myself, all swear by. You can take it from us. We love them.
That's it.
How many are you up to now, Kevin?
I have six of them.
Yeah. It's more than I do.
Well, you remember, I have multiple locations. And those little pillows, by the way, those, am I supposed to do all this? Well, he's never given me a contribution either. So all these pillows, these little pillows, they're great for traveling, you guys. They fit so nice in the you know, the lower back or on the neck and airplanes. So I just love them.
Yeah, you're smarter than I am. I have a travel pillow, and I just forget to bring it along, and I end up doing the head bobs on the airplane, and it's awful. Wake up with a neck ache. 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number, mypillow.com, promo code Scott. Tim and Edgley, let's go real quick here, folks, so if you could, get right to your question, and then Congressman Kramer will get right to his answer. What's on your mind, Tim?
Well, thank you for taking my call there, Congressman Kramer and Scott.
Thank you, Tim.
My question for today is, and I'm all for energy security, but what about our food security? With that in mind, you know, the ranchers and farmers of the United States have just been subjected to these new feed regulations and of feeding antibiotics to meat-producing animals. Now, are these foreign countries that are exporting their meat into our country here, are they subjected to those rules? Is the meat tested for residue?
All right. Got it, Tim. Quick. Remember, so, quick. We got
to
go.
So all of anything that comes in that's imported on meat has to meet USDA standards, obviously. But one of the things that should hearten, Tim, by Republicans these days is that, you know, our new tax plan that we're going to be unveiling this later this year, and comprehensive tax reform is designed largely on the international front to replace the export tax with an import tax. It's called, you've probably heard about it, and we'll talk more about it later when we have more time, Scott, but the border adjustment tax, because I'd be interested in a lot of feedback on this. It's got, you know, it's good for some, and it's got both a price and a cost, and as well as some benefits, but for beef producers, it should give domestic producers an edge over foreign producers.
Sounds like time
in the U.S. market.
Sounds like time to take the Talk Radio Town Hall on the road and get some folks in the room and get some feedback. I love it. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. Rob Bismarck, quick question, if you would, please.
Yeah, everybody's aware of the drug Vioxx. It killed 60,000 Americans and caused over 100,000 strokes in 2001. Medications kill 23,000 Americans every year. I was wondering, what about regulations of the FDA? Are they going to change and become better regulated?
Okay, great question. So we passed the 21st Century Cures Act last year, and it passed the Senate. And the 21st Century Cures Act was designed specifically. And by the way, you know, there was a meeting yesterday in the Oval Office as well with the pharmaceutical executives. So what we're trying to do with the Cures Act and with other drug-related legislation is to unleash the innovation of the industry while at the same time providing the appropriate oversight and guidance. But one of the key parts of the Cures Act was to move drugs more quickly to clinical trials so that instead of waiting 10, 12, 15 years and hundreds of millions of dollars to make a drug marketable, is to try and make it available much quicker, because other countries are doing it much, much faster, and we're losing that industry as well as our innovators' edge in our economy. So we can have proper oversight. And by the way, I get it, passed the House Senate and was signed into law by Barack Obama, so it was a very strong bipartisan bill.
Appreciate the call, Rob. Only have a minute left. I want to get your best minute on where we're going to be in the next week. Is construction going to be restarting on the Dakota Access Pipeline, and what will the reaction to that be? And do you feel like the reset, or at least attempts for a reset with the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, will have some benefits this go around? Give me your take in half a minute.
Well, on the last part, first of all, I think they already have. I think the reset has, and I'd like to see Standing Rock as long as they want to continue to fight these things in court, they're welcome to do it. On the other hand, I think it'd be more beneficial to the tribe and to their people to negotiate cooperation and get something out of it especially going forward. My biggest concern, Scott, is after this pipeline's done, and that is how can we engage in a much more thorough process with the tribes and in the consultation process, where we might be going into sort of green, you know, green areas and areas that don't have an existing corridor, where, you know, artifacts and cultural resources might be even more more susceptible. So I think let's focus on going forward. I think we're going to get something done this week. I really do. When I see this thing, these mail will be done, will be delivered, and the notice will be filed. That's my prediction, but I've been wrong before.
All right, we'll continue to watch it. Thank you very much. Kevin Kramer, Congressman of North Dakota, will be here next Tuesday for the next Talk Radio Town Hall. If you got a burning question you didn't get in today, send it to us now at 855-200-1776. And by the way, another texter said, got right into Senator Heitkamp's office. Encourage others to call 202-224-3121. God bless you, folks. See ya.
TitanOutletStore.com is the place for great deals. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. If you tell them Scott sent you at Titan Outlet Store, you'll take 11% off their best price. 2013 Wishick 860. 62 disc carrel, 30-foot single-fold heavy-duty tandems with highway tires. Blades measure 29 inches across the unit, and it has disc scrapers at all the gangs. Your best price, minus 11% now at TitanOutletStore.com. Stop and see them, I-94, exit 6, just south of I-94. Titan Outlet Store. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.